And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary Noble unearthed the evidence which freed her husband of the charge of murdering Oliver Wilson, handsome young ne'er-do-well. But in so doing, she had her face and hands seriously burned by acid thrown by the enraged Claudia Vincent, who had been proved guilty of the murder. And since then, Mary's been waiting in a New York hospital, her face and hands heavily bandaged. The extent of the injury is still a matter to be determined. Right now, in the corridor outside Mary's room, her husband Larry is talking solemnly with Dr. Allen in charge of the case. And we hear...
I've been wanting to have a serious talk with you, Dr. Allen.
Yes, Mr. Noble, I'll do my best to answer any questions.
Of course, you know there's only one question that's uppermost in my mind. Exactly what is Mary's condition as of right now?
We have every reason to feel pleased at the way she's getting along, Mr. Noble.
Then you think there won't be any serious scars? Her face will heal without leaving any trace of
her? No, just a minute. You're going too fast, Mr. Noble. I wish I could be that optimistic. Nothing would please me more, but it's too soon to predict any such miracle. Acid burns are extremely difficult to cope with, and...
But you just said you were confident that...
I said your wife is getting along very nicely. I was referring to her general condition. Of course, her system suffered a serious shock. That's inevitable under the circumstances, and what's more, Mrs. Noble has been under a great strain for some time before the accident.
If you can call a deliberate attempt to disfigure my wife's face an accident...
I was about to say that Mrs. Noble has rallied excellently. Her pulse, respiration, and her general condition are far better than I had any reason to expect.
But does that mean that her recovery may be complete? Is it possible she won't...
Mr. Noble, we'll have to wait. I know that there's nothing more difficult to bear than the uncertainty of waiting, but...
I understand, Dr. Allen. It's only that I can't bear to think what it would mean to Mary if she didn't come out of this her old self. If she had to go through life bearing the scars to remind her of what she sacrificed to help me.
If I were you, Mr. Noble, I wouldn't allow myself to dwell on such thoughts.
And what would you do to stop them? When you know it's all so true. When you know that Mary saved my life at the possible cost of her own beauty.
I'm sure she's not regretted the deed, Mr. Noble. She couldn't rally as she has if there were any doubts in her mind.
I think it would be easier if she'd blame me for the suffering she's endured. But she's so good about this intolerable waiting and wondering. It's enough to break a person's heart. It's horrible to feel so helpless, Dr. Allen. Can you understand that?
Only too well, Mr. Noble. It's a feeling we doctors have on many occasions.
Yes, I suppose so. And I don't mean to keep you here listening to my unimportant reactions. What I want you to be sure to remember is that I don't want any possible help to be denied Mary. No matter what the trouble or the expense, if you think it's advisable to call in other specialists, Dr. Allen, I want you to promise me that you'll do it without hesitation.
I will, Mr. Noble. Your wife will have every opportunity available to medical science.
Now, there's just one thing more, Dr. Allen. And it's a very tough thing to say.
Yes?
It's about the expense.
Well, now, it's impossible for me to give you an approximate...
You don't understand, Dr. Allen. I'm not asking you to spare any expense. What I want you to know is that at present, I'm in a rather bad financial position. It's only fair to tell you that.
Mr. Noble, I'm sure that you must realize your wife will get...
Please let me finish, Doctor. I'm giving you my word of honor that I'll pay back every penny of the cost of Mary's treatment, whatever it may be. I've been unemployed for some months, as you know, through circumstances I couldn't avoid.
I understand your unfortunate arrest.
In show business, an actor must go through lean times, Dr. Allen. Of course, this isn't the first one for me. I feel sure that I have enough experience and following to pick up the threads of my career and turn it into a success again.
There's no question of it in my mind, Mr. Noble. You can be sure that Mrs. Noble will have every possible treatment that may be of benefit to her.
Thank you, Doctor. Is it all right if I go in now?
Yeah, it's quite all right. I've just left your wife, and she's awake at the moment. Her nurse, Miss Clark, will be back with her tray in a little while, and if you should need help, you can ring for the floor nurse.
All right, thanks. I guess that's the best you can offer me, Doctor. Maybe in a few days you'll have something more definite.
If I do, you'll know at once. But I don't advise you to build your hopes too high, Mr. Noble. I find that it doesn't pay, as a rule. Good day, sir. I must be on my way.
Right. Goodbye, Doctor. Well, here goes. Just don't let on, Larry. Don't let Mary know. Mary? Are you awake, darling?
Oh, hello, dear. Come in. I was hoping you'd be here soon.
I've just had a heart-to-heart talk with Dr. Allen.
Oh? What did he have to say?
He says you're absolutely wonderful, Mary. But that wasn't any surprise to me. I thought everybody knew that.
Silly.
How do you feel, baby? Are you comfortable?
I feel far better than I expected. I slept like a baby last night. I guess I must be very tough, darling. Maybe I'm indestructible.
Dr. Allen says your condition is far better than he believed it would be at this stage of the game. He's awfully pleased with you, honey. Almost as pleased as I am.
Did he say anything? I mean, about how it would be when he takes the bandages off my face and hands?
No. No, but I know it's going to be all right, sweetheart. If there's any need for it, we'll call in specialists from all over the world. And you know they can work wonders these days.
But they do take money, darling, and such a lot of it.
Now, don't you worry. I'll manage whatever's necessary.
But I don't want you to mortgage your whole future on my account. I don't want you to be saddled with debts for the rest of your life.
Baby, remember, I wouldn't have any future except for you. Think where I'd be right now, today, in court being tried for my life. Probably convicted for the murder of Oliver Wilson.
I've been thinking about that. And I don't think you ever would have been convicted, Larry. I'm sure no jury in the world would have found you guilty.
It would have been far better than to have you here in the hospital like this. No matter what the verdict might have been.
Larry. Oh, darling, don't ever say that. Don't ever even think such a thing. That's not what I meant at all. I was thinking of my own jealous reasons for being determined to find evidence against Claudia Vincent.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, when she told me that she meant to take the stand at your trial and tell the court you couldn't have been guilty because you were in her dressing room at the time with the door locked, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't bear to have the world think that you were so mad about her. Oh, Larry, it was small and childish of me, but I can't help it. I had to be sure.
Honey, you don't mean that you had any doubts in your own mind. You didn't really believe.
I didn't want to believe. Oh, Larry, this is the time to be entirely honest with each other.
Of course, Mary.
I must admit I was terribly jealous of Claudia Vincent. She was very glamorous and beautiful, and it wouldn't have been hard for any man to fall in love with her. But I couldn't bear the idea that you might be that man, or that you could possibly care enough for her.
Well, you can put your mind at ease about that, sweetheart. Claudia talked me into making a fool of myself, I'll admit. She had me convinced she was a poor, unfortunate creature who'd been pushed around too much by fate. Oh, I guess I felt pretty big and fine by giving the girl a break. And the more everyone talked against Claudia, the more it made me determined to carry on my own way. But I never was in love with her, Mary. I want you to believe that. It's the most important thing in the world right now, next to your recovery.
Thank you, Larry. I do believe it. I know now. And that makes everything that's happened more than worthwhile.
Good. Well, let me tell you what I've been doing since I saw you, Mary.
I wish you would.
I've been getting things lined up so I can get right back to work. I don't think we can count on getting Harold Ramsey, our producer, to reopen the play. Although it's not impossible. On the other hand, I've got my agent trying to sign me on some radio shows. You know, guest shots.
Oh, I think that's wonderful, Larry. But you mustn't try to do too much right away. Remember, you've been through a bad time, and you need to rest.
Oh, nonsense, Mary. Oh, it's kind of a bad time of year, I know that. At least for getting my hands on a good play. But there are other things I can do to help us along.
What about Hollywood, darling? Would you consider going to the coast?
What? And leave you here?
Well, if you've got a good offer, it would certainly help you a lot.
Well, I haven't got a good offer. And my agent isn't even considering Hollywood. Whatever put that idea into your head, Mary?
I was only thinking of all the possibilities for making a quick comeback in the theater.
Would you want me to take a job on the coast? If I could get it?
Darling, I want you to do whatever is best for you. That's all I care about.
Larry frowns as he looks at Mary's face. So covered with bandages that he can't see her features. Nor does he know what's in her mind. but he wonders uneasily what prompted her suggestion of faraway Hollywood as a possible solution to their present financial problem. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.